This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What are you laughing at, bitch?
Because I get so sized for Dave Richard. This is the best time of the week.
That's right.
Dave Richard joins us. On the Mattress Warehouse hotline. Already all 8 phone lines locked and loaded,
of course,
for questions.
Because people are desperate.
But we have questions for Dave, too.
I am desperate.
There you are.
Dave is on every day at noon on CBS Sports News streaming channel, CBS Sports HQ. Get your latest sports news, highlights, and smart analysis. It's all free at CBSSportsHQ.com or on the free CBS Sports app. Good morning, Dave. How'd your first week go in fantasy football?
What up, guys? It was all right. I Matt Prater cost me in like 3 leagues. Oh. I would have won in almost all my leagues, but he took me back a couple of points. Lost by 1 point to my colleague Jamie Eisenberg here at CBS Sports because he couldn't hit his field goals. Frustrating.
How many leagues are you in? Like 15?
15 leagues. That's it.
So what were you, like 9-6?
It was more like 7-8.
Okay.
Sorry, it's week 1.
Where do you have Where do you have Mahomes and Jared Goff on your list of quarterbacks this week?
Mahomes is in the top 10, man. I'm impressed with him, and I'm impressed with Tyreek Hill. And just like I was saying all offseason, I knew that Andy Reid was going to do good things in this offense. He is aggressive with it. He's going to continue to be. And Pittsburgh's defense, look, Tyrod Taylor found a way to get to 21 points against them. I think that they're in trouble against this Chiefs offense. First time in a long time that this is the situation that the Chiefs are in against the Steelers. I think Mahomes is a top 10 type of a quarterback. And I think Jared Goff, I don't have him ranked in my top 12. He's 13th.
Okay.
I still think he's good enough to start this week. Nice track record against Arizona. And I think that defense is, you saw it last week against Alex Smith and company. They can be exploited. And I think that the Rams will find a way to do that.
All right, I've got Derrick Henry going against Houston. Don't really like him. Their offense looked like poo. And then I picked up T.J. Yeldon and Philip Lindsay. Talk to me.
So Yeldon is going to be the one that you'll go with, assuming that Leonard Fournette is out. And right now he's not practicing. He's got a hamstring issue. Everybody says that he'll be okay. And there was a report, I think it was from ESPN, that said that he was going to be able to play in the game. If he's out, then Yeldon is the easy answer and the easy one to go with. But if he's in, and if the reports say, yeah, he's going to get a full workload, then it makes it a lot trickier. I do worry about Derrick Henry's matchup this week. I think the matchup is better for Deion Lewis. So you might want to roll the dice on Philip Lindsay, who I'm glad you got him. I don't know if he's going to be a must-start anytime soon. I don't think he's going to be the lead back for Denver pretty much any week at all because I just don't think he's got the size for it. But he's got speed, and he's got good hands, and eventually I could see him becoming their third down back, maybe their hurry-up offense running back. And that'll help them. Case Keenum looked like he knew what he was doing most of the game against Seattle.
Dave, I've been known to dabble in a DFS contest or 20 every weekend. Is it crazy for me to load up on the Pittsburgh-Kansas City game and put Ben, Brown, Schuster, and Connor all on the same team and then run it back with Ty Freak on the other side? Is that crazy?
You know, it's not crazy if you're in a 50-50. I think you've got a good chance of getting a good return with that team. But if you're trying to win one of these huge tournaments, then I would try and be different because I think a lot of people are going to look at that game. They're going to say, well, there's not a lot of defense in this game. Let's see those points. Certainly is going to be the case for Pittsburgh. A lot of people will go to Kansas City after what they did last week against L.A. I think that they're going to be popular players. It doesn't mean that you're going to win a ton of money, but if you're going to do one of those 50-50s, I think you'll be okay.
All right, I've got one for you, Dave. I have similar number two receivers. I've got Antonio Brown as my one, but then I have Michael Crabtree, Randall Cobb, Cooper Kupp, and I have Will Fuller, who I believe is set to come back from his hamstring. If you have to pick one of those receivers, who would you go with?
Okay, if it's a PPR league, I think Kupp is the no-brainer. But if it's a non-PPR and you're just trying to get some high upside, then Will Fuller has to be the play. He was missing. That deep speed was missing from Houston's offense last week, and you could tell that it really bothered Deshaun Watson. Watson, by the way, if you've got him on your fantasy team, make sure you have a backup quarterback, because given that offensive line and just the kind of lackadaisical play that he had, it took him forever to let go of the football. I don't know if he's going to survive 16 weeks. So I've got Watson on a bunch of my teams, including one league where there's 26 teams, and Watson's my quarterback. It's hard to get quarterbacks in that league. I have to get a backup in that league just so I've got somebody in case of emergency with Deshaun Watson going down.
All right, last question. We'll get to the callers. I had Baldwin. He's obviously out for a while. So Deshaun Jackson was available on the waiver wire. I don't know how, but he was available. Now, I know he's got the concussion. He's questionable. And I do have Godwin on my roster as well. So if Deshaun doesn't play, is Godwin a good number two?
Yes, I think he's a good enough number two. Let's just call it that. All right. I think that he's going to get more opportunities with Deshaun Jackson not on the field. And really, Deshaun Jackson's success was a byproduct of him able to, you know, get beat or get ahead of the defense when he was running downfield, and Ryan Fitzpatrick having the time to throw. I don't know if it's going to be that case against Philadelphia. Their pass rush is really good. Their secondary is not bad. I think Deshaun Jackson, if he were to play in this game, would not be quite as successful. Godwin is a different type of cat. He's got a little bit more physical. He's a little bit more like Mike Evans than he is Deshaun Jackson.
Right, right.
And so the matchup isn't nearly as bad or as high risk for him as it would be for Deshaun.
All right, we got a guy here hitting me up on Twitter, EB Junkies. He says, now a million people are going to ask. Won't be able to get to them all, but he's got Big Ben. He can't call in. Big Ben or Pat Mahomes?
Roethlisberger over Mahomes.
Easy. No-brainer for you?
For me, it's a no-brainer because Ben's at home against this terrible Kansas City defense. I know Roethlisberger played terrible last week against Cleveland. You chalk it up to him being on the road or being in bad weather conditions. He just, for whatever reason, he struggled. I don't think it's going to last. I think he'll be fine. Let's put it this way. If he stinks this week, then you've got a wonder what the heck's going on with him in Pittsburgh. But gotcha. If he doesn't, then you're rolling, and he's going to be good for your team.
So you got Roethlisberger over Cousins, too?
I've got Roethlisberger very much toward the top of my fantasy rankings this week. He's had a Brady and Rodgers.
Okay.
I think he's going to have an outstanding week. I'm not worried about what we saw last week.
All right, let's bounce some of his calls. Let's go to Dan in Reston. Dan, what's up, buddy? You're on with Dave Richard.
Hey, Dave, how you doing?
What's up?
I got a half-point PPR. I got Deion Lewis, Adrian Peterson, and Tariq Cohen. I need to start two of the three.
You're sitting Tariq Cohen. That's a no-brainer. Deion Lewis was outstanding last week, and this matchup against Houston should be really good for him. And I was ready to call Adrian Peterson the sell-high running back of the season. And then I looked at the schedule. He's playing Indianapolis at home this week. Then he's got Green Bay after that. All of a sudden, Adrian Peterson has gone from a guy who, I mean, I said it on the show, I didn't think that he would be a great fantasy running back. But he scored last week, had a ton of yards. He caught two passes for big yardage. Maybe he's not going to be so bad. And so if you've got him, ride with him until the wheels come off, I guess.
All right, let's go to Ethan. Ethan, you're on with Dave Richard.
Hey, fellas. What's going on?
What's up, man?
Hey, so I got standard league flex, start one of the three, Demaryius Thomas, Marshawn Lynch, or Matt Breida.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Demaryius Thomas. Nice game last week, and this week he's got Oakland at home. Home the second week in a row. Raiders on the road after playing on Monday night. They are not going to be ready. Case Keenum will have tons of time to throw. Demaryius Thomas should come through with another nice game for fantasy owners.
All right,
perfect. Appreciate it, guys. Thank
All
you.
Right, thanks, buddy. Let's go to Jacques Bristow. Jacques, you're on with Dave Richard.
Hey, Junks, my cousin Dave. Good talking to you guys. Quick question for
What's
you.
Up, cuz?
Good talking. Hey, I'm so excited about fantasy football. Jason, I agree with your reaction. This dialogue gets me pumped every week, gets me sized every week. But do I go Kirk Cousins or Andrew Luck this week?
I'm going to go with Luck. Now, I understand that there could be a weather issue for this game. I'm not looking at that until I wake up Sunday, hop out of bed.
It'll be fine.
Have my... You know, so I'm sure it'll be okay. Assuming the weather isn't like a torrential downpour and crazy winds, Andrew Luck is the quarterback you're going with. But they're both top 10 guys. They should both be fine.
That's it.
All right.
Yeah, that weather's not going to affect us Sunday like they thought 3 or 4 days ago.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Let's go to Mike Dumfries. Mike, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? Good morning.
Hey, Mike.
What's up?
Hey.
I got a PPR league. I need two of three with they're all fairly well matched. I've got Brandon Cooks, Adrian Peterson, and
you don't even know who
he is. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
You got to be prepared. I mean, speed round is looming. You have to be ready.
He's just getting nervous, you think?
Or? I don't know.
I mean, is he distracted? Maybe distracted.
Is it that hard to jot down a few names on a piece of paper in front of you?
Might have just been distracted.
I mean, come on.
All right, let's go to Zabby Woodbridge. Zabby, what's up? You're on with Dave Richard.
Good morning, guys. I got a PPR league. I need to sit one. Should I sit Hilton?
We lost him.
Say it again, buddy.
I hung up on him.
Yeah. Should have played him off.
We have plenty of other callers to
go
get
to. Andrew Annandale. Andrew.
All right, I need to start one of three. Tom Brady, Alex Smith, Deshaun Watson. From those three, you're going to sit Alex Smith. All right, appreciate it.
All right, thanks, buddy. All right, let's go to Neil.
Can't bail on Deshaun yet, right?
Not yet. Hi, QB, should I start Watson or Mahomes?
I've got Mahomes one spot ahead of Watson. I like the matchup better, and I like the upside better at this point for Mahomes than I do for Deshaun. But both top eight in my rankings this week. Again, you can't bail from Deshaun after 1 week, but you sure can buy into what you saw from the Chiefs in week one.
He looked bad, though, in week one. He was throwing behind guys, throwing over them. He did not look good.
You're talking about Watson?
Yes.
Yeah, I agree. I am very concerned about that offensive line not protecting him and not giving him the time that he needs. Although there were many times where he did have time to throw and he still missed his targets. I really believe that he missed having that deep threat downfield, that Will Fuller, that Kiki QT, one of those guys that could really just go downfield, because I think that's his tendency. And if that's what his tendency is, that's really good for fantasy when he connects on those huge plays.
Well, it's also a tough week one, you know, in New England. It's a tough spot.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, Dave.
You give Bill Belichick time to prepare for you. Yep. You're going to have trouble.
Another guy's hitting me up on Twitter, EB Junkies. PPR flex, Joe Mixon or Juju Smith-Schuster?
Juju.
I'm going with Mixon tonight. I know Juju's been good, and it's a great matchup for him, but Joe Mixon might catch just as many passes, have way more yardage and score, whereas Juju might not. So I'm going with the running back there.
All right, Dave and the callers, it's now time for the speed round. No small talk, no trade questions, no stupid questions, limited to one question. It's Dave's way or the highway. Now it's time to go.
All right, let's go to Luke. Go!
Mr. Falk.
All right,
slow on the draw.
John, speed round, go! All right, we're just failing left and right here. Let's go to Dale. Speed round, go.
Flex, PPR, LeSean McCoy or Gordon?
Gordon. Gotta and I go, feel bad for you for having McCoy.
All right.
Let's go to Mike, D.C., go.
Brady and Burkhead against the Jags or Eckler and Mahomes?
I think you got to go with the Brady side.
Go to Maury.
I don't know what you were asking, though. That was kind of weird.
That was a weird one.
Speed round, go.
Man, we were lauding the callers last week.
They're
failing us this week.
Zabby, speed round, go.
Hilton, Cup, Schuster, Funchess, PPR. I got to sit one.
You're sitting Funchess.
Right. Zabby called back, by the way. I like his hustle.
Let's go to get two.
He got it on the regular and on the speed round.
He's getting his lineup in.
Yes.
Let's go to Junior. Speed round, go.
Phillip Rivers, Matt Ryan.
Rivers.
Rivers in Buffalo.
Next that time, just say Rivers or Ryan. We know it's Phillip Rivers.
Oh, right. Cakes is adding a new
twist. It's just wasting time.
So don't give us full names. Yeah.
Rivers or Ryan. Boom.
Steven Leesburg, go.
Need a quarterback and a defense.
What's wrong? Why? He can't do that?
Nita.
That's it. No.
He said Nita. He can do
you
that.
Guys.
I guess we're getting a little militant.
Yeah, come on.
You're allowed to
whip him in the
sentences.
Shape.
Let the guy get his question.
Valdez, you give Valdez a little bit of power. He just goes crazy.
Right. He abuses it.
Let's go to, let me see. Mike, speed round, go.
Breeze or Smith?
Breeze. Are you serious?
Good follow-up, Dave.
Let's go to... Right.
I did a literal double take. Like my head.
That was a dumb question. You
know, we should have eliminated
him
right away.
Let's go to John. Speed round. Go.
Half point PPR. Carlos Hyde, Matt Breida, TJ Yeldon. One of three.
Definitely not Breida.
It's going to be Yeldon if Fournette is out. Hyde otherwise.
All right. Let's go to Sean. Speed round. Go. Four more.
Smith.
He said,
Yeah. Pat, speed round, go.
Jesus.
Pat?
PPR, Will Fuller, Larry Fitzgerald, Emmanuel Sanders.
Fitzgerald.
Fitzgerald, go to
Man,
Rick.
Man, Sanders had a good first game with Case game. Keenum.
Yeah, you know what? I think I'm going to change my pick there. I'm going to go with Emmanuel Sanders.
Oh, there you go.
Pivot. On autopilot.
I hope the guy's still listening.
Very go nice. Is it Rick?
Rick.
One of three. No.
He said,
He coughed and he cleared his throat.
And it's good. Finally, let's go to Chris.
He did that.
Chris, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's up? No.
Pleasantry. He got sucked in.
We can't end that way.
That was on us.
What happened? Drabby closed all the lines.
Hey, but for listeners, way. You can always tweet Dave at Dave Richard and check out every day at noon CBS Sports News streaming channel, CBS Sports HQ. How's the show going? Fantasy football today.
It's awesome. We're helping people win their leagues week in and week out. We're giving great analysis and just doing what we do. You know, it's basically a longer version of what we just did for the last 15 minutes here on the radio, just with different people talking fantasy football. It's a blast.
Nice.
Very cool. Thanks, Dave.
Thank you, buddy.
You don't cut people off to say,
No. Certainly
got it. So great. Thanks, Dave. All right, Dave.
I remember 9:45, we have Bish's best bet. He's off to a rough start, but he vows to get to 500 today with three big fatties.
Yes, of course. I got fat ones.
That's coming up at 9:45. But next, we open up EB's Entertainment.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Page on the Junkies. Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. Once again, thank you to Julie Farley.
Yes, Julie.
Wife of Chris Farley. Pretty soon, you're probably going to see a lot of us wearing Georgetown track and field hoodies.
Correct.
And you're going to wonder why. And it's because our buddy Chris, who runs Pacers, he married an Olympian who's become a track coach over at Georgetown.
Correct.
And she sent us a bunch of gear. So we'll be repping Georgetown track and field.
Very nice of her.
When we raised our children, like my wife and I have played tennis our entire lives.
Right.
Now, we didn't play at the Division I level or anything, but we played tennis our entire lives. We still do. We brought our kids to the courts when they were little and
didn't really
little rackets and everything. And, you know, from when they were in, what are those things called that you carry? You know, those little things that, from the car seat, you know, whatever those things are called. And none of them play tennis.
Yeah.
Their kids, there is a 1,000,000,000% chance they both become runners.
Yes.
Well, it's the family
it's
business.
Impossible.
No way it doesn't
It's impossible
happen.
For them
it's
not
the family
to.
Business. I believe... Look, Chris's whole family runs, right?
Yep.
And his dad run, and his mom. Like, they're all a bunch of runners.
In the family.
Brothers.
I mean, it's impossible. Somehow we botched it. I mean, my kids are athletic, and they do different things, but they rejected
it. It's in the blood.
Tennis.
But they might pick it up later. Like, it's weird. I feel like I didn't do my job with Kelsey with tennis. And then this summer, all of a sudden, she wanted to play. The problem is when you start playing when you're 17.
Yeah, then you're hurting.
Yeah. You I mean, she like played here and there over the years,
right.
But never committed to it.
Right.
That's something you need to practice.
Yeah, it's like golf. The great regret in my life that I haven't really... First of all, I never thought I'd have girls. So never occurred to me I should be taking my girls to the golf course. But I should have. Should have been taking my girls to the golf course.
Or send them to a camp. Jason sent his daughters to a camp.
They'd be good.
Has Stevie ever played around?
I take him to go like chip and putt or something. He literally can last about 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And then he wants to see how far he can throw the club. I mean, like, he's just bored out of his mind.
Right.
He's got ADHD. I mean, he just can't stand. He can't stand still.
Hey, you only have a year and a half left to train for the senior tour, roughly.
Right.
I'm getting there, that's your goal.
I'm getting there.
How many bendovers you have left?
Me? I can still bend over. I'm getting a little bit better. Although, I got off my arthritis medicine.
I forget that reference. What is the bendover reference?
Because I said
bend
something.
Over,
I got like so many bendovers
left. Does it pick up the ball? Freddie Couples only has like 10 bendovers left.
So I was taking this.
Different than bendover.
Yeah.
Right.
Way different.
Much different.
I was taking this arthritis medicine, and it cured my, it reduced inflammation,
yeah.
And it was awesome. And then I started reducing it because I don't want to be on that poison for the rest of my life. So I started reducing it, reducing it, reducing it. And then finally,
started getting swollen again.
So finally, he asked me how many pills I was taking. I started at 8. I had whittled it down to 2.
Okay.
Like, I'm like, I don't want to
take
this.
2 a week or 2 per day?
No, a week.
Okay.
But it's literally, it's a cancer chemotherapy drug is mm-hmm. what they give people with arthritis. You know, it's a very common, it's called methotrexate. I don't want to take that forever. So I was like, yeah, I got
it
down to 2.
Does it make you feel loopy?
No, you don't feel anything.
Yeah, actually, I'm not interested in it.
But my knees felt silly. So I, long story, but I was taking another medicine that I had interaction with. So I was taking 4, and it said, he said, reduce it to 3 while you're taking the other medicine. It should be fine. I reduced it to 2 because I was like, I don't know. I said, still don't want it. I went in there. He said, how many are you taking? I said, 2. He goes, well, what are you doing? It's like taking nothing. He goes, you might as well not take it.
Do you feel better?
Right. So I said, perfect. I'm not taking it.
Good.
What do you think's happening?
You're starting to get all
starting. I would say on a pain level, it was at a 0 before. It's creeping up to about a 3.5 or 4
That's
now.
That's why I take the Jomo. The Jomo helps my joint mobility.
Can you give me some of that Jomo?
It does.
I'll try it.
It's helped me. It didn't help. JP, it helped me.
I'm not a big believer, but I'm willing to try it.
It may help.
I'm willing to try it.
It's hard to quantify things like that.
That's true. It is.
I'm going to have to get back on the poison.
Yes!
To get the poison. Silliness to go away.
You're calling medication poison.
Look it up.
It's that bad for
you?
Well,
hold on. You understand every medication that you take has side
effects.
Yeah,
I know. Right. I know that.
Right. And it's a chemotherapy drug.
Yeah.
Okay.
What are the main side effects?
Well, I think it can hurt your liver.
Mm. Okay. I'm doing that every night by drinking 2 or 3 beers.
Well, you know what accelerates it? Drinking on top of it.
Oh, I would guess that probably does.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's just not a – I don't think it's a great thing to take if you don't need to.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to grind away with the 3.5 on a pain threshold. If I get the 5, I'm going to have to go back on the poison.
You're going to be grinding bone on bone soon.
The biggest upset in my house is the Tramadol is gone.
Really? It's not an upset.
It's gone. Oh, yeah.
The upset is it took this long.
So how do you get a refill? That's the most important.
I don't know. Have you ever seen that commercial where the guy hits himself in the hand with a hammer so he has to go to the doctor? I was thinking about it.
Oh, really?
I was thinking just so I can get some more opioids.
It's like seeing out a casino.
Yeah. I might just hurt myself.
Yeah.
So the doctor has to give me the tram.
You won't impersonate a doctor and write your own prescription.
I don't even know where to start on that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Pitch, couldn't you just get, like get a printer and just print out your own little thing and make your own little
thing. Well, you have to get like special paper.
Yeah, I mean the paper.
The paper's like have the doctor's office.
Oh, they have all this. I have no idea. You know, it's 2018.
Plus, you
got to
be in the system too.
Come on.
Yeah. Well, so then
he shows up to Harris Teeter, the pharmacy,
all right, so you just,
and he says he's Dr. Bishop.
There's no chance they would do that.
So you put in your doctor's name, you just forge it. You know what I mean? Yeah.
You're asking him to commit fraud. I think they're probably on top of that.
Yeah, I'm sure they are. Or you, I mean, just you go can't in even get.
Well, how about just hit myself in the left hand with the hammer?
I know that this has been the case for years,
yeah.
But it's a show how difficult it is to get Sudafed now.
It's but impossible.
Yeah.
Well, because it's easier to get a gun than to get Sudafed.
I think you're going
to
make crystal meth with it. Take it back in your meth lab.
All right, real quick, I want to knock out some of these stories.
No Ben Affleck, please.
There is a Ben Affleck update.
There has to be an update.
How about this? Ben Affleck has been dumped by DC, DC Comics or whatever?
Yep.
As Batman. They say he's finished.
Plus now, Henry Cavill's out as Superman.
They've
got some churn with their biggest characters.
You won't try out to be the next Superman.
I'm sure. Are you kidding?
Mark Wahlberg did an interview
on that.
Recently. Mark Wahlberg did an interview recently where, you know, he's constantly trying to justify his testosterone-laden, growth hormone-laden, right, steroid-laden body by proving to people that he works out all the time. Well, he apparently gets up at 2:30 in the morning to work out.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I don't know, he goes around his business. Then he works out again, which, again, to prove he's on some sort of medicine.
Because he just can't do that.
And then he says he goes to bed every night at 7:30.
That's bold of Jason.
He's boring.
He's 100% boring. Yeah. When does he ever see his kids?
He says he sees him during the day.
I just want Pablo Francisco to come back in and do his Mark Wahlberg impression.
So good.
It slays me every time.
I've seen the show Wahlburgers.
Yeah.
He's never home. Like he said, when does he see his kids? When they show him, he's not always on the show.
Yeah.
Because there's what's the other one from New Kids on the Block?
Donnie.
Donnie.
Donnie. They show both of those guys.
Donnie boy.
But Mark Wahlberg's
never. They
never
back there like grinding with like apron and everything,
I mean,
right?
They maybe do some bits. For the,
but, I mean, they're managers of They own it. So not
they do
that.
Bits. It's all fake. Like I saw recently in the news, A-Rod had to work at Wahlberger's because he lost a bet to Mark Wahlberg.
Ric Flair
Thank
got,
God I don't watch that show.
Got married cakes. I know you're a Ric Flair guy.
Fifth
time.
You don't know what
That's
he said to celebrate.
Give us his patented go-to. Come on,
I've heard it before, but I
don't know it.
Like, hey, yeah, or something, or woohoo, or something. What is it?
It's woo!
Exactly. I said it like woo-woo or something.
Yeah. Come on, everybody knows that.
We pretty much do that at the end of every show.
Boo!
That's our Ric Flair.
All right, this
I thought he was dead, by the way.
Well, he was
near
death.
So not dead.
Near death. This is funny. I mean, it's not funny. It's awful. But there's another shocker. There's another teacher that was like banging a student. This one was a middle school student. But what's interesting about this one is this woman, 24, was having sex with a 15-year-old middle school student. She says she lost her virginity to the 15-year-old.
All right. As I always ask, I have to see her. Let me see this.
I mean, you won't be surprised.
Well, you want to woo-woo?
Well, I'll be excited.
I don't think so.
feel bad for the 15-year-old.
Right.
She just missed out on Blake Lively's role in A Simple Favor.
Yeah.
Jason,
yeah,
my girl, your girl, Danielle Bregoli, just landed the cover of Billboard magazine. Okay, I think she's up for
what a terrible rag that is.
Why
putting her on the cover?
She's up for an award.
Well, how about this? She's got another Billboard nomination for top. She's up for top female rap artist along with Nicki Minaj and Cardi B. I know you guys don't care about any of them, but she's the youngest rapper ever to have three of her songs make it to the top 100.
Was she a rapper before that
13.
Dr. Phil show?
No, she's just like kind of like a ghetto
show. She did Dr. Phil. She got famous from the viral video.
And now she's like literally a legit rapper.
That's how bad rap is in 2018.
She's going to tour.
This is her newest,
do you realize
young and
they
bad.
They call the current genre of rap mumble rap.
It is, because they do mumble.
Did Eminem?
Mean, how pathetic is that?
Did Eminem, because Eminem's new album or new songs is killing the industry, like the industry of rap? Did he talk about Bregoli? I hope he did.
I don't know.
The fact that she's, ugh.
Hold on. This isn't High Bitch, is it?
No, this is her newest that
her
dropped
newest.
A week
Sounds
ago.
Like Hanging Back.
High Bitch, which was her second, I believe. Could you keep playing it? Why are you stopping?
I'm going to put High Bitch on.
High Bitch has 119 million views on YouTube, Cakes.
Is that more than Valdez's dead?
Oh, my God, Ronnie. White J's, white Porsche, white Riff, white horse. High Bitch, High Bitch, High Bitch, High Bitch.
So bad. Hold on.
She's 14.
I know. What's the update on Eminem there, Drabby?
It's not what you think. Eminem was accused of ripping off Danielle Bregoli on his new album. He's got
like,
a song.
He
like
was?
Her flow?
Yeah. He does a song and he ripped her off, apparently.
Why would he ever rip her off?
She drops sick beats.
I told you she was good.
She's not responsible for the beats.
I haven't heard anything good in my earphones.
Well, you don't appreciate anything that's current.
Catch me outside.
It's terrible.
How about that?
You're telling me that's good?
Not that, but her
all right,
first
we're gonna,
of all, her
we're
first
agree
song
to disagree
was
on
her
that
first
one.
Song was silly.
What was the name of that one?
No, yeah. Now we're gonna hear that one too.
Right,
these hoes. By the way, I have the entire catalog.
Of course you do.
This is a good song.
So she's still 14?
I think she's been 14 for 3 years.
I looked her up.
She's just about to release her first mixtape.
Can I get MC Light back, please?
Hold on. Can we figure out anything she's saying here?
No.
Her pockets are so swollen.
Like EB's knee.
My brain is swollen.
Listen to her. Are you afraid she's going to be cursed?
Hold on, what did she say? These
who
knows?
I have to bleep out all the F words.
I can't believe we're giving her
this much. You haven't done that yet?
No, I did. That's the edited version.
Thank God I'm losing my hearing.
And then last but not least.
Catch me outside. How about that?
Rapper Bow Wow used to be known as Lil Bow Wow.
Yep, I remember.
We've seen his dong.
That's it.
Look how excited he got to say that.
I mean, I don't remember.
How can you not?
Was it Big Bow Wow? Should it be Big Bow Wow?
It's just Bow Wow.
Oh, it's just average Bow Wow?
No. Just there's no Lil.
Right, Bow Wow.
Valdez jumped in before you finished the sentence.
I'm so excited.
I'm just letting everyone know.
Yeah.
You're just putting it out there.
He says that back in 2007, he almost died from his addiction to the scissor.
Tramadol?
No, not Tramadol. That's your addiction.
Right now, we're going to hook up listeners. 10th caller at 800-636-1067 with tickets to see your Nationals take on the New York Mets September 21st at Nationals Park. First 20,000 people in the stadium were 21. We'll take home a limited edition Oktoberfest Stein. Tickets to the game still available, nationals.com/tickets, and through the Nats Park box office. It's courtesy of the Washington Nationals. Coming up next, Steve Ziff will join us. He's the Redskins' chief marketing officer. Plus, we have Bish's best bet. Bing. Actually, three of them today. Right. Let me let you know, 2 days and counting until the St. James opens up. We've all been there. It's an amazing sports complex. They're opening their doors this Saturday, September 15th in Springfield, Virginia. When you walk in there, you're going to be blown away because not only do they have an amazing, top-notch gym, but they have two NHL-sized ice rinks. They have the Olympic-sized pool, tons of courts. Pretty much every sport is covered there. And for the kids, you've got an indoor water park, VR games, trampolines. The grand opening, once again, is this Saturday. You can RSVP now at thestjames.co, and you pre-register for sports experiences, spa services, the interactive water park, and more. It's all under one roof this Saturday at the St. James. All right, before we start talking some Redskins and the game day experience, this is becoming a staple on the show.
Yep.
It's off to a rough start record-wise.
1-4.
But I'm always intrigued.
But with the odds, maybe 1-6.
By Bish's best bet.
Took the Dodgers one day when they were almost 2-1 faves. Took the Yankees last night. Almost no hit last night by Jake Odorizzi of the Twins. Threw 7 innings at minus 220. Okay, off to a rough start. By the way, Bish's best bet's presented by the one and only sportsbook at Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races. It's got three plays for you.
They got you covered.
I got two baseball and a college football total. Let's start with the Nats, plus 110 today, 405 at the park against the Cubs. It's going to be Ross against Montgomery. Cubs are gassed. They've lost 4 out of 5, 6 of 9. They looked terrible last night. The Brewers are on their heels. So I like the Nats today, not playing for anything. And you have to bet against the Orioles. I mean, they got a Triple A lineup.
It's an American tradition.
Trey Mancini's betting 3. I mean, he's hitting like 235. So take the A. Now, they aren't the biggest favorite on the board, Bickle. They're the third biggest favorite. They're minus 185, but I still like them. Bundy's pitching today for the Orioles. He's 7-14, 5.6 ERA. So I like the A's and the Nats. And then in college football tonight, 5:30 start, I believe. They moved it up.
Yes.
BC, Wake Forest, under 55.5.
Oh, I like that because I have BC's defense in college fantasy league.
They are 6th in the country in rushing attempts. They like to run the ball with A.J. Dillon. Not your son, Dillon, but A.J. Dillon.
Right.
And these two teams have not touched 56 points since 2007, and they played every single year for the last 11.
Hey, my son, Dillon, might get one or two carries this weekend in flag football.
Sure. Let him tote the rock.
Steve Ziff is back with us. The title is Chief Marketing Officer for the Washington Redskins. We were talking about it earlier because you guys are actually getting some attention now in the newspapers about how you're changing the game day experience. I like the fact that you got rid of commercials during some of the timeouts.
We did. But first and foremost, last time we were here, guys, we said, you know what, we got to bring you customized jerseys and hats to wear.
So very nice. Look at
that. Well, this is the easiest way in our hearts right here.
Jason over there.
Oh, the old Bishy-Bish.
Steve Jones right there.
Is this Josh Doxson's number? What number is it?
Back to marketing.
18's the year. So we're calling it Josh Doxson.
Cakes over there.
Thank you. That's very nice of you.
And EB right here. Thank you. Thank you. We're going to have
hats for everybody.
Thank you.
We can be bought.
Thank you.
This is a common knowledge.
Listen, we're just saying thank you. We're just, you know, we bring gifts. We want to make nice with all our friends.
Thank you.
Yeah, we appreciate
that. Reading the articles today, I like that you guys have kind of changed the philosophy. What I gather in paraphrasing you can talk about is it used to be about just making money, and now you're trying to help the fans have the best experience.
Well, I don't know that we would say it was kind of the mindset before. I think that's how people internalized it and thought about us, and that's what we want to make sure they don't think moving forward. We really just want to make sure we do the right thing every day for 1,000 days, and then do another 1,000. And every time people have an interaction with us, whether it be at the stadium or in person with any of our staff members or guest services people, anywhere you meet a Redskin, we want you to walk away and go, those are good guys, those are good people. So I think that's kind of our philosophy moving forward.
So what's going on behind the end zone? I know you talked a little bit about it. From what I read, tons of TVs, which is always a great thing,
yep.
And drinks.
They're trying also to make it into a sports bar. People want to hang out and socialize in the stadium nowadays. They don't want to sit in their seats anyways. They're on their phones. They're hanging out. They're talking. So you got to create environments for people that they have a good time in. And this was a natural place to do that. Open up the state, the area under the scoreboard. And our goal is to do the same thing in the east side of the end zone next year. So I think we're just trying to create spaces for people to hang out in. We've got about 30 high-definition televisions. Every game will be on, so you can watch other games, check the fantasy scores, other things you may be doing now while you're watching games. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, just have a great place to buy a ticket in the stadium. You could buy a ticket in the upper deck, buy a ticket in the lower deck, and walk over there and hang out.
My favorite part in years past when I would go is just hang out at the club level and just, like, booze. Just kind of hang out in the leather chairs or whatever.
Yeah, it's plush. It's nice.
But I felt like if I didn't have a club-level seat, I couldn't do that. Now I feel like that's more accessible, right?
That's pretty much it. So everybody, you know, for a long time, that was really the way stadiums were built. It was like we'll give the club-level a great space to hang out in. And ours is beautiful, and it's really nice, and there's great spaces in there indoor to hang out in. But other fans need that, too, so that's what we're creating. Yeah.
Steve, is the Adrian Peterson the number one jersey going right now for the Redskins?
It's moving pretty hot.
Yeah.
It's moving pretty hot.
Alex's
is obviously pretty popular as well. Yeah, but AP, I'll tell you, what a game last week. Guys, a stud.
It's awesome. Yeah. I bet you some Quentin Dunbar jerseys are going to keep flying off the shelves. If he keeps playing like that.
He's locking down guys
on
defense.
If you guys win Sunday, and I think you guys will, all right, luck's going to be tough, but I think you're 2-0. 63% chance of making the playoffs at 2-0.
That's pretty unbelievable. By the way, is that going to make your best bet for this week as part of the baseball bets?
Can we do that on Friday?
Can we put you on that?
That could be tomorrow, but they're laying six. I'm not sure if I would lay the six, but it might.
Take the money line.
You can always tease it. You can do that.
Yeah, that's 63% if you start 2-0. 3-0 if you beat the Packers, 75%.
Now, what a matchup that would be, right? Alex versus Aaron, if he plays.
If he plays.
That's exciting.
So, guessing you'd prefer Alex versus, who's the Donk backup?
Deshaun Kaiser.
Yeah, sure.
So, how long do we expect, it's bizarre. So, like, if you work at the Redskins front office, you want all the games to be sold out. Of course, everybody does. But as a fan, I kind of like that it's accessible game to game. I actually kind of like that.
Well,
you know what I mean? So it's weird. Will there always be a certain number of tickets available? Do any teams do that? Like at Lambeau, or do they set some aside? How does that work?
They do. Well, Lambeau's interesting, right? Because they've been sold out. There's a waiting list that's been going on for years and years and years. I mean, that goes back into the 50s, I think. And what they've done is they make actually a certain amount of seats available for just residents of Brown County. So if you live in that small part
that's
of that
awesome.
Town... you can get seats, but you got to be a resident. So for certain teams, it's on a certain threshold.
Right.
But a lot of teams, every team's got tickets to sell. And I think we try to make a certain amount available to fans. If you can get to that point where you're truly sold out on a season ticket basis, you may say, hey, listen, let's hold some back because we want to make sure that other people get to try our product. And that's kind of how you build that fandom and that season ticket loyalty that you ultimately want to have. You want to always have a bench in life for everything. And I think for us, we want to get to the point where we're sold out with season tickets with real Redskin fans in there. And then we can build the bench behind those
people. I like paper tickets. I know that the trend now is it's going on your phone. You give the barcode, you're in.
Right.
I like the certainty of a paper ticket.
It's
am I being phased out at this point? Or
no,
is it,
but let me ask you a question. Cool. Do you like the certainty of a paper boarding pass, or are you comfortable going up to the airline with your phone and checking in?
My phone's going to die.
I like a paper boarding pass.
Do you really?
I like certainty.
Thanks. I'm kind of with you.
You know what? The reality is that the paper boarding pass is great. The paper ticket is great. It's a memento. We still make it. The opportunity from a digital ticketing perspective to one-touch send your tickets to somebody and guarantee that they've been transferred safely as well as sell tickets.
Cool. I like that, but then I print them out when I get it.
Yeah. Well, there you go. You can still do that right now with us.
Right. Well,
what are people going to see differently in terms of like scoreboard presentation and all those type of things? Because you guys have been tweaking everything.
I've heard the player intros have been amped up too.
Yeah, so the helmet.
Pyro in the house is what I saw.
Well, fire, right? Fire and smoke. Yeah. The helmet's gone. And that's been a staple for a long time. And I think it was time that we say, hey, let's change it up as many places that people can recognize as possible. The first change was the upper bowl scrim. So it had always been painted in recent years FedEx colors. And we wanted to make this more of the house of the Redskins. So we've painted the entire upper deck burgundy. So when you get in there now and you look kind of level to level, you really see burgundy and gold top to bottom in the stadium. That's important for fans to kind of feel like it's home field, right?
Yep.
And then on top of that, the game day presentation is going to be totally brand-centric. A lot of fan stuff, fire and smoke for the pyro entrances, for player intros, you know, Jay Gruden's been totally open to letting us kind of bring each player out and let our fans celebrate all of our players one by one. I think that's it's an awesome element that we're going to be able to add in. I think all of the things that Ryan Halkett, our new head of game presentation, is bringing to the table from his many stops at MSG and the Jets and other places he's worked are going to just be things that light the crowd up every minute.
A brand new team.
It's a brand new team.
I have no idea. I should probably know kind of. How about the tailgating experience? Has that changed at all? Is it basically the same deal?
I think it's the same deal for the most part right now. The one thing I'd say about our hailgating experiences that we're looking to create is that we're trying to make sure that we give people an in and out of the parking area that they can kind of say, if we're going to tailgate, maybe what we do down the line is create hailgating lots for people that want to tailgate, and we create parking lots for people that just want to park and go so that people can enter and leave or people can hang out, and it doesn't kind of influence the ingress-egress portion, because that's one of the other things that we're working on that we know is set people are sensitive to around here.
Nice. Cakes, I'm going to take the over on 1.5 catches for Josh Dobson.
Look at that. He just won you over. I like it.
Right. We set the bar low.
Yes,
we got to get them all and everybody here.
We'll get them on. Don't worry.
Appreciate you coming by.
It's very cool.
This is the best relationship we've had with the Skins since we aired the games.
We actually did the first ever broadcast, believe it or not, from FedEx Field.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yep, many
John
ago.
Kent Cook stopping by to do the show with us.
Yeah, right. Long time ago.
I see a bright future. I see a bright future with us and Skins.
And we're not afraid to say it. We can be bought.
Absolutely.
Please. We just want to do nice things for everybody. That's the most
important. Appreciate that.
No, it's fantastic. That's Steve Ziff, the chief marketing officer for the Redskins. You can still get your tickets, redskins.com/tickets. Yep. Redskins.com/tickets. All right, we got to get out of here. For Cakes, Bish, EBM, JP, we'll see you tomorrow. Bing. Grant, Danny, they're coming up next right here on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.